All three turned and led the Jedi and C-3PO up a stale-smelling passage that ascended along the outer walls of the palace. The climb was steep and lonely, rising in a rough spiral that felt 5 kilometers long. They frequently passed through musty-smelling areas where a side tunnel led into the depths of the palace. The few insects they encountered seemed to be wandering about aimlessly rather than executing the business of the hive. Most of the time, the balls of luminescent wax hanging along the walls were too dim to see much more than the silhouettes of the three guides ahead. Every so often, however, they would pass one of the huge windows they had seen from outside, and the light would spill in to reveal archways decorated with bas-relief carvings of plants and animals from 1,000 different worlds. But it was the panels between the arches that put a flutter in Raynar's stomach. The images depicted the grandeur of deep space, always with some peculiar twist that seemed unlikely to occur in nature. There was a supernova exploding in only one direction, a ring of 9 planets circling their sun along a single orbital path, a nebula hanging like a curtain between 2 star systems. Finally came a scene that looked all too familiar. A system with 5 planets orbiting the same star in very similar orbits, with a 3rd and 4th locked in a tight twin planet formation. Raynar stopped.
"What's that picture?"
The insects answered without stopping or looking back.
"Our work,"
C-3PO translated. The droid paused, waiting in vain for a more thorough explanation, then said,
"I'm sorry, Jedi fool, but the root doesn't seem to be in a very informative mood right now. Perhaps they've been offended by Lobaka's rudeness."
Lobaka moaned a half-hearted apology. The root continued to ascend the corridor. Raynar remained where he was and called,
"Is this one the Corellian system?"
The insect stopped 5 meters up the passage, then reluctantly turned around.
"The root wouldn't know what it is called by lesser beings, but to the root it is known as 5 rocks.
Tekli stood on her toes, reaching up to wipe the dust away from the 3rd and 4th planets, the twins, then asked,
"Does the root know why the system was constructed?"
The insects turned and walked on.
"The root said, yes. May I suggest we follow? They seem to be growing impatient with us."
Lobaka shrugged and started up the passage. Raynar and Tekli fell in behind the Wookiee. A few minutes later, they turned toward the center of the palace, traveling down a long hall even larger and more ornate than the one they had just ascended. The air grew warmer and more humid, and the glow balls started to shine more brightly. Dozens of workers began to appear, scurrying in and out of the side passages, carrying tools and bales of stringy yellow fungus or waxy orbs of golden membrosia, one of the Killik's favorite nourishments. Raynar started to feel thirsty, and he noticed Lobaka eyeing a membrosia bearer as she crossed the corridor ahead.
"That I miss about being Tat,"
Tekli said. Tat was the hive she and Lobaka had inadvertently joined years before, after Raynar had summoned them to help the Killiks fight the Chiss.
"It will almost be worth a trip to have some again."
"They sell it in Restaurant Galatina on Coruscant, you know. I understand the Horo is especially fine this year."
"And 1,000 credits a liter,"
Tekli said.
"I'm a Jedi Knight, not an investment banker."